Back to Australia, but Tiger Air has officially cancelled all other flights to Bali until January 20th. A 33-year-old man has been taken to hospital
after
he was glassed in Darling Hospital
this
morning when fighting with two other men who were arrested at the scene. Coalition leader Pauline Hanson said today announced a game-changing move for the upcoming state election that will shake up Queensland politics after spending the week meeting voters in regional areas. Embrace yourself for another heat wave hitting today with temperatures rising above 40 degrees. The small outback town of Whitecliff is expected to be the hottest place in New South Wales.
Keep on coming.
With Usman Khawaja and Adam Zampa overlooked, Lynn will slot into the middle order while Travis Head has been picked over Khawaja to open the batting alongside David Warner.
Keep on coming, I'll tell you when to stop. Keep on coming.
After he goes home to be with his mother, who's in intensive care. The match begins at 1:20 Queensland time. Adelaide United have beaten Melbourne City 2-1 in last night's A-League match. Substitute Marco Chang scored his first goal for the club and the winner for the Reds in the 87th minute as they move above the Central Coast into ninth position. Tonight, the victory welcomed Brisbane to Melbourne. And Serena Williams says winning the Australian Open is still her main focus despite her recent engagement.
$1,000 on the town plate. Catch Racing HQ this Monday at 10 for the previews.
Then stay with the National Racing Service for all the action. Live racing is now available at tasracing.com.au. Every Tasmanian race day, all three codes. Available on your desktop, tablet and mobile. Absolutely free. Live racing at tasracing.com.au.
At Bing Lee, for a limited time, purchase a selected fridge or washing machine and get it delivered free. Plus the packaging in the old fridge or washer taken away for free. Only at Bing Lee and only for a limited time.
Keep on coming. Pull him up there.
January. New Zealand Bloodstock, where winning begins. On Sky Sports Radio, heard throughout New South Wales. And
boy, beautiful spot. Hold him there. Good.
So coming up to his head now, getting his attention. Very good.
Oh, money shot.
Here we go, Rum.
Chest.
Up to his head. Gage, look over your way. I'll tell you when to stop. Just keep on coming. Pull him up there.
Not too bad.
All right, now, track, how will that be?
Yeah, she'll be a good four.
Good four.
Rail backing true.
Right, where was it before, George, last time you raced?
We were out on a Sky 2 meet and we were out 3 metres, 1,000 to the cutaway, but we're back in true now.
All right, so this is
rested up for a couple of months.
So Ballina today looks like it's just a perfect day's racing for you.
Yeah, the track will race really well.
All right, terrific. You often get a bit of rain up that way, don't you?
Yeah, we were lucky. We had a bit of rain about within the fortnight. We sort of needed it, and then the last couple of days we just had a little bit of rain just to top it off. So yeah, it's pretty good.
All right,
lead up to it.
Well, we wish you all the best today at Ballina. It'll be a beauty, and I imagine people on school holidays and that.
We'll talk about the Magic Millions. We'll talk about the local farms, and there are a number of local farms here. No more steep in history than Eureka Stud. Joined by Scott McCartney, General Manager. Scott, thanks for talking to us. Eureka Stud has been selling at the Gold Coast for many, many years.
Since day one, Richard, we started day one, 1986. First sale at the Gold Coast at Magic Millions. We're one of the vendors. We helped set the scene, build Magic Millions at the beginning. We helped partake in that. Haven't missed a year. Attend the cutest sale, the Magic Million sales. Yeah. If there's a sale on here, we're here.
An exciting time this year. You launch the first of the Spirit of Boom Youngsters, a two-time Group 1 winner. How are his youngsters being received?
Very, very exciting. Everybody's looking. Everybody likes what they see. Getting rave reports from leading trainers of Australia and Queensland. Look, I couldn't be more delighted with what's going on. And look, I mean, they got a gallop, we know, but I mean, he was a good racehorse himself. Group 1 winner, 17 times stakes group placed. I mean, he'd done the performance. Race as an early 2-year-old, right through, ran in the Magic Million. Unfortunately, didn't get the bickies, but then went on to race for a full career of 6 years. Gone a stud, having an enormous patronage, I suppose, with mares. Great 3 seasons for him. We've got numbers on the ground, and hopefully we've got the article that can gallop.
You know, people always love to breed him out of the horse I've seen gallop. He was very much a fan favourite, Spirit of Boom.
Yeah, look, he's had 54 starts in his career, and I mean, one of the choices, if he couldn't win it, he was the next best thing, and you're up against Luke and Rupee, Black Caviar, Haylist. You know, you've been beaten by the best of the era. So, and I think the Boom, you know, Temple of Boom, the previous brother winning the Galaxy, then Spirit of Boom, you know, a name that just gets everybody on the line.
It's like a pizza with a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm not real keen on the pineapple, mate.
Well, various people have a number of horses entered here at the sales, but for Linda Mons, she just has her sole horse that you own here yourself, Linda. So tell us about the history of this girl. Obviously, she's by More Than Ready.
She is, and she's out of a beautiful mare, Catalonia, who we purchased at the Magic Millions Broodmare sale. She was a mare that I fell in love with, and this is actually her first foal. So she means quite a lot to us. I foaled her down myself, and we've just loved her from day one. Physically, she's just grown beautifully. She's an A-grade filly. She's got just the best attitude, and she's just been easy all the way. So she's been very, very popular here at the Magic.
And plenty of lookers getting her out the strut and stuff.
Lots and lots of lookers, and she just loves it. She hasn't missed a beat. She loves the food, and she just loves the...
she loves the camera. She's going to be a star. So tell me, does it make you nervous? I know that you're a boutique breeder there in the Hawkesbury. You've got a beautiful stud there, a small stud.
Yes, we do. We're on 105 acres at Agnes Bank, just at the base of the Blue Mountains there. And, yeah, we've been there for 3 years. So, yeah, we have 25 of our own brood mares. We also have clients that are just permanently with us. We have other, obviously, yearlings that we have been born and bred at Tyreel but aren't owned by ourselves. And they just become part of the family as well. So we have one that's been born, bred and raised at Tyreel in the draft as well, that's owned by a client.
There's a big history in your family, obviously, of breeding.
There is. Mum and Dad were small-time breeders. They predominantly had a cattle property. And 3 years ago they decided that they would like to branch out and make it more of a commercial operation, which we've done. 3 years ago I didn't anticipate that we would be this far on. And so I'm really excited for what the next 3 years is going to bring for us. I think there's exciting times ahead. Out of the first draft of broodmares we purchased in 2014, we bought a mare called Champaloo, who we foaled down. The first foal ever born on Tyreel under our ownership has now made it into the Magic Millions two-year-old race.
And Chris Munt is giving it a good spurt.
He is. And, I mean, for her just to be to qualify and be in that race, to me is just such an amazing thing for the first 3 years of being in business. So we're very excited about Saturday for her and for her being the first foal we ever foal down. So
that's outstanding. Are you going to be nervous when this girl goes into the ring?
I will be, but it doesn't matter their worth or their value. I think every horse that we have foaled down and that we've raised and handled with such care and spent so much time with, every single horse I get nervous, whether I own them or whether I don't. It doesn't make a lot of difference to me. I also, I think it's not always, it is about money. It obviously is a commercial business. But for me, it's hoping they go to a good home and hoping that they get given the opportunities that they deserve to get and just that they get looked after and cared for like they have been in the last, 18 months of their life, 18 months, 2 years of their life. So,
well, good luck in the ring this afternoon. I hope she brings you many dollars and finds herself a great home.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
So 3.5 weeks later, at his latest run at Randwick, he got beat 3 lengths behind Ice Bucket. Parley Vu run second. They go good, those horses. He was back midfield, but he was 3 wide with no cover all the way. He had no luck at all in the run, and he kept chasing hard to the line. Now he's got a good alley, two off for Nick Haywood. He'll carry 59. He really ticks the boxes for me. I thought he was the best bet of the day. 3 Whirly Impact for second, but Craig Carmody, a back marker, gets out the back. Does run on strong, but it's going to have to come from the back at Gosford here today, but it will be getting to the line very strong, as good Metropolitan form. Number 7, I had in for third in the race, which is She's a Bop Girl. She can improve on her run at Wine the other day. She's better than that. And number 4, best of the others, Baltic Whisper. Good speed, but has found to be a bit weak in recent starts. Mm. 2 the best. To beat 3.74.
Now the third hand, this is over 1600. The 7 Drillmaster comes out. Now 8 Fashion Snips, $3.20. 11 She's Magical at $4.80. 6 Princess Vane, $5.50. Number 2 Bon Equus is $9.50. 1 Deadly Shadow and 3 Karshan are both $10, along with 4 Koi's at $10. 9 Cinema Paradiso, $11. Then we go out to 26 or longer.
Mate, Fashion Snips carries the Lucia Valentina colours.
Mm.
Owned by Lib Patagna and a group of others. And Lib, of course, owns Lucia. Look, I thought she'd been disappointing. She's won 2 out of 13 with no placings. But she's always had a lot of talent if she wanted to produce it. She won a race at Scone back in August last year on a soft track. She just got there to win that race, and then a couple of disappointing runs at Wyong and the Beaumont. Went to the paddock, come back, ran last first up at Warwick Farm, but only 3.5 lengths behind Anisha. Got a bad check at the 50 and should have finished a lot closer. Had no luck at all. But the next run was the one. Last start at Warwick Farm, she got beat just under a length by Murrah Goldie. He's a given run second, Portensky third. Got held up on the home turn and only got clear in the last bit. She was stiff that day and she only got beat 0.9 of a length. Oliver rides her today, and he's had success in the colours. Won that group race. Mm. I think it's a matriarch of Lucia down the straight at Flemington. So I'm tipping it'll run. She'll be very hard to beat, Fashion Snips, here today. Number 3, Bon Equus. Kashan. Number 3, it absolutely bolted in a weaker field here the other day. The young lady, Alina Skerritt, rode it, and she let it rip. At around about the 900, raced up outside the leader, shot clear at the 400 and bolted in. The horse is going really good in his 2 runs back from the spell. He's a definite threat in the race. Thought number 11, She's magical. Had a chance, led all the way to Winnie the other day and really ran away from them at the finish in a mile maiden. And best for the others in the race, number 4. 8, 3, 11 and 4.
Turf over 1600 here today. We've got number 7 Harlem Lady down in scratching. Now, 3 Imposing Lass, 330. 2 Kudalin is 650. 6 Hetty Heights and number 8 Asanara both 750. 5 Sofin at 950. 10 All of the Reflexes is $10. 12 Queen Misty is 13. 9 Queen of Wands and also 11 Anisha are both 15. Then out to 18 or better.
I like the Kosaba horse here, the mare, $9.50. She's absolutely flying safe in. She should have won the Kosaba Cup, I reckon. She got a long way back in the race and then come between runners. Had a bit of a check of the way. All up on the mid-north coast, the rider, she's got a good barrier. She'll be very strong late. Don't you underestimate her. She is pretty smart. Hetty Heights, well, she gets back, but she's very strong. Now, Kim's put the blinkers on her today, Kim Ward, for the first time. Tim Clark, a rider. The other day at Canterbury in a mile race, 15:50, she got a mile back by an early man. She got to the line okay at the end of the race like she always does. She ran fourth at Randwick behind Kin Charshi prior to that, and it went to Brisbane and won. But she pulled up with heat stress that day.
Keep on coming, I'll tell you when to stop. Keep on coming. And pull him up.
Beautiful. His first ride for Mark since Mark went training. 2 good wins at Wine and Warwick Farm, and she flew home the other day at Randwick when she just got beat. Imposing Lass, a favourite, certainly can't underestimate her. She has had, 2 runs back. She got beat 4 lengths first up at Randwick to Kin Charshi, and then she runs second at Warwick Farm the other day when she led. She'll be cherry right today. She run 3rd in the Roses, a Group 2 at Doomben back in May, not beaten that far. She won the Gold Coast Bracelet. They are over 1,800 to 2,000 metres. But
Sky in Sydney.
Bit of a tricky alley. I don't know where she's probably...
Hello, people.
I don't know whether she'll go forward. She may.
Yeah, Patrick, it's Andrew, mate. Obviously, we're trying to contact Emily, the producer, to get a rundown for the preview show sent to us. And we need it, obviously. We need it. We just can't ring. She's not answering her phone, so we're...
It takes us a while to print it, so we need it.
We just need it ASAP. It's going to. It's 8 minutes.
The field is 6, but by G, it's a handy one. 1 Red Excitement, 270. 3 Cents of Occasion, 320. Now, 4 Malice is $5. 2 Destiny's Kiss, $6. 5 Foreign Prince, $8.50. And 6 Loophole at $26. Basically, everything's given a chance.
Mate, what'd you say?
I said, basically, everything's given a chance, aren't they, almost?
Yeah, well, I put a line through the bottom, too, to be honest. Mm. But that's only my opinion. Sense of Occasion was outstanding in the Villiers. St. still lasts with 400 metres to go. Top ride from Ben Mellum. He's not on it today. Damien Oliver is. But that was a super, super win. Surprised Chris a bit. Fourth in the Newcastle Cup, beaten two lengths. Got beat two lengths in the Metropolitan. You know, he'll be very hard to beat. Chris has kept him nice and fresh after that that win in the Villiers. He'll run a big race, I've got no doubt about that. Red Excitement was good the other day, bolted in at Randwick in the Summer Cup, the Group 3 race, won by three lengths. Look, I'll be honest, he didn't beat anything sensational on the day, but he led all the way and just left him standing. Destiny's Kiss, well, certainly better on a wet track. He's won 11 races of his 14 on a wet track, but the other day on a good four, he was good in winning the Tats Club Cup. He's got to come back from 2,400 to 21, but I don't think that's any great problem, and he has won on the track. And Malice won well at Rosehill, the ATC Cup, and then ran fourth the other day in the Summer Cup. Only battled in the straight, but I've got it in for fourth, mate. In the Cup, $150,000 race, 3, 1, 2, and 4.
Rightio, we're going to race 6 then. There's a beauty, the Takeover Target, the Bortley, one of the three main food groups. Now we take out 8 I Am the Lady, 9 Prince Famous, 39 George, now 7 is Majesty, 4.80, 1 Border Muscle, $5, number 6 Grundesheide, also $5, 2 Kiro at $5.50, 5 Supreme F at $6.50, 10 Mersault at $8, 3 The Monstar at $10, 4 Wouldn't It Be Nice, $14, and the others Ice Bucket, $26, Proconsul at $81, and tell you what, it's cramped up the top of the market there, Gaz.
Oh, mate, it's a great race, great open race. A terrific race. I'll never forget the day Joe brought Takeover Target there to win the pace setter, as it was called in those days, which is now the Takeover Target. Michael Beattie was the CEO. He enticed him there, and Jay Ford rode him. He was outstanding, and then he went to Grafton and won the Ramorny, and he never looked back all around the world. Mate, I think you'll see a different Ball of Muscle today. Oliver's riding him. Not that there's any problem with our Dulles ride at all at Canterbury the other day, but he drew out in the car park, and he had, first up from the spell, had to be used up to get across to the fence, and he still led, you know, at the 150, and he ended up getting beat 3.5 lengths. He's unbeaten in 2 runs here. Second up, he's had 7 starts for 3 wins and 2 seconds. He's drawn a bit tricky again today, but he's got very good speed, as we know. And I think he's got a great open the race. Gee, I think Supreme Effort will run well for Kim Moore. Hasn't run for 41 days, won a trial recently at Wyong. He ran third at Flemington and down the straight at the Melbourne Cup Carnival behind Flippant. Then he come back and run fourth at Rosehill behind Prince Famous. Kept chasing hard there. And he only could beat 2 lengths at the Starlight the other day to Kuro. He'd be very hard to beat. He likes Gosford. A win in 2 placings there in 3 starts. Number 3, the Monstar for Brett Kavanagh up from Albury. Very impressive winning the other day at Randwick. It was a soft track, a soft 7. You get a lot firmer track today than that, but he did go good, and he's got that one alley, which is vital in a race like this. Jason Collett to ride him, and he's got good speed too. Number 7, His Majesty. We can't draw a barrier, His Majesty. Well, he did the other day at Canterbury. Sorry, I got the wrong horse at Kim's when I said he can't draw a barrier. He has drawn 2 good barriers lately, but what he did first up at Randwick is he come out terrible, 2 or 3 lengths beyond the field, and then he still looked the winning chance at the straight and run third. Then he had the rails barrier the other day at Canterbury, settled third on the fence, and he only sort of battled in the straight. I like him when he's nice and fresh. I like him first up. Where's he going to go from barrier 12? Well, he goes back normally. So I expect that that's what's going to happen again today. Other chances in the race, it's a ripper. 1, 5, 3, and 7.
All right, we go then to the Kissick Stakes, the final event, race 7. And here we pull out numbers 1, Sarajevo, 7, San Giovese, and 14, Hesco Gold. 11, Precautions, $4. 2, Press Report, 5. 5, Wait and Watch at $6.50. 8, After All, at $7.50. 4, Art Nouveau. 9, Iron George, $8. Number 6, Ladies of Arco, $8.50. Then 16,
Yeah. Hiya.
Mate, this is a great race
right.
for a Class 4 race sure. ever since it was inaugurated by the club.
Yeah, mate.
One of the great administrators in New South Wales Racing, Malcolm Cusick, who for decades was the chairman of the Gosford Racing.
It's all right for you to sit there.
The vice chairman of the
it's a massive decline as soon as I lean to the left where you want me to sit.
Not with us anymore, but his son Michael is the chairman of the club.
No, no, I'll move, but I just can't move at the minute.
Has been a ripper. It's not easy to get Class 4s.
Just if you see me disappearing, you know why.
Sponsored by tap.com.au. And once again, it's drawn a crack at Jack Doyle. Now, it's a shame that San Giovese, the late scratch, or San Giovese. How do you say it, Sean?
San Giovese. It's a wine, yes, yeah.
I remember when it had its first start, I couldn't get my bloody mouth around it.
Well, I tell you, it's a bottle of wine you'll get your mouth around. Don't worry about that.
No, that's all right, because I'll look back at him slightly. He's all right where he is. I like him just slightly behind me. No, no, he's all right there. He's okay.
He's
side on. It makes me too side on.
Has it run? It's run for about
it's my chin.
5 months before it was third in a four-horse race at Randwick recently, beyond technical advantage, but it was only beat half a length. Race very cheap that day.
1.5 millimetres of rain. And I walked out of the motel like it was sapping off.
I know.
I thought it must have been, the road was a bit wet when I drove out. I thought, oh, it must have been 5 mil or something, you know. I rang Steve Andrews and he said, oh, no, it was only 1.5 mil. It's like you could feel it just coming out of the body.
Evaporated before it landed.
The big advantage for her is the barrier to Craig Williams or Ryder. And I think you'll find she'll be very, very hard to beat here. Angela Davies, horse is absolutely flying. Here at number 5, Angela's got a great strike rate. Three straight this time in. Very strong at Randwick the other day. Held him off at the straight. Tricky barrier. Two off, but for Blake McDougall, only 54.5 on its back. Number 2 press report. I'm expecting an improvement here. Chris has dragged her back from Queensland. Chris Lee, he sent her there for that
nugget quality
at Eagle Farm. She only
ready to go.
A quarter, and she was 3 wide with no cover. Her run was good that day. And a few years back, Rod Northam and Robert Thompson won this race with a real good horse called Moroni Avenue, who had a lot of issues, but oh, he was a smart horse. They got her after all that in this race. Drawn bad, it'll get back, but it could run into a place. I said to Rod Yesti, how do you compare after all that with Moroni Avenue? He said, no, Moroni Avenue was far, far a better horse ability-wise than after all that. But he had a lot of issues, but he still thinks his horse will run well.
He's
going all right. But it is, once again, a real hot field, particularly for a Class 4. 11, 5, 2 and 8, mate. My best bet is Puzzling Wonder in race.
Yes, hello everyone. Welcome to day 3 of the Magic Millions yearling sales. Vin Cox is right alongside me, the managing director of Magic Millions. It's pretty hard to keep up with the pace as we prepare Vin for day 3, given that the sales finish and then we get out and enjoy ourselves and with clients and things like that, it's a part of the role.
Oh, it is. You burn the candles at both ends, but it's that time of year where you do have to do it, but it's not bad fun.